Set your course for the end of the month. TheLogbook.com's escape pod is headed there right now. It's April 30th.
Launch escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1939, American television network NBC signed on for the first time.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
In 1993, it was announced that the protocols governing the World Wide Web would remain free and unpatented. That's why I can afford to be on the web telling you about it. Born in 1938, science fiction author Larry Niven, author of Ringworld and creator of the Known Space series, even tried to extend his universe into the world of Star Trek in an episode of the early 70s animated Star Trek series.
The Enterprise shuttlecraft Copernicus is en route to Starbase 2-5 with an important cargo. A slaver stasis box discovered by archaeologists on the planet Kazin. These stasis boxes are the most remarkable thing the slavers ever produced. Time stands still inside a stasis box. A billion years means nothing in there.
Born in 1948, actor Perry King. His big claim to sci-fi fame is as the voice of Han Solo in National Public Radio's adaptations of Star Wars.
And it's going to cost you something extra. $10,000.
What?
In advance.
$10,000? We could almost buy our own ship for that.
Yeah, but who's gonna fly it for you, kid? You?
Edwin Pasdar of Heroes fame was born in 1965, and Johnny Galecki of The Big Bang Theory was born in 1975. On this day in 1966, the TARDIS landed in the Wild West with mixed results.
Now, see here, stranger. I reckon you don't know who I is. Deadeye Steve. The fastest, meanest gun in the West.
I think you're smashing.
Oh, what on earth are you? And who might you be, sir?
You want to find out, try moving fast. Now get over.
Part one of The Gunfighters aired on the BBC, the first and last time Doctor Who would attempt a Western until 2012. It was one of the lowest-rated stories at that point in the series' history. In 1990, Star Trek fans welcomed Lieutenant Barclay to the Enterprise.
You don't know what a struggle this has been for me, Commander.
Well, I'd like to help if I can.
Being afraid all of the time of forgetting somebody's name, not knowing what to do with your hands. I mean, I am the guy who writes down things to remember to say when there's a party. And then when he finally gets there, he winds up alone in the corner, trying to look comfortable examining a potted plant.
As A-Team star Dwight Schultz made his first appearance as the Walter Mitty-like lieutenant on Star Trek The Next Generation. The second Art of Noise album, Invisible Silence, was released today in 1986. And in 2005, the Daleks made their comeback.
I've come to help. I'm the Doctor. Impossible.
The Doctor! Exterminate! Exterminate! Exterminate!
In the fifth episode of the new Doctor Who. You can read about these events and many more on TheLogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up The Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the TheLogbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. TheLogbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.